This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, start of the next segment. There's not just evil in the world, and Trump really is trying to make the country great again, really is trying to take the foot off of our neck, and it's so epic that we've come this far, and then you watch how nasty and evil the media is and how they all pile on, and then I experience them piling on. And it doesn't make me feel sorry for myself. It makes me realize how weak they are, that they're piling on me second only to Trump. And it's just all pathetic lies, and they're such scum, and they'll take weeks and weeks to prepare hit pieces that all just blow up in their face because of one thing. Not because I'm that good, but because they're that bad. People instinctively know they're liars, but they're up there on national TV saying it's the end of Trump, the end of Trump. Everyone hates him. His base is turning against him. And then we can go get the corporate numbers, the inside numbers, the bot numbers, the computer numbers, just like we did during the campaign. And it shows Trump as popular as he's ever been, except for maybe Inauguration Day and Nomination Day. I mean, those were his all-time highs. But all the AI systems predicted his win. And then you just see the numbers online and the support. It's only intensified. I saw his support dip big time when he supported the bad version of Obamacare bill because he was lied to about what was in it. And then he came out and said, I was lied to. And then by the fourth version, it was something Rand Paul said was good. And you notice the Republicans wouldn't pass it because they wanted to screw people, the Republican leadership. The Freedom Caucus supported it. Remember this, Trump will win the election as more popular than Obama. AI system finds. Reliable AI system predicts Trump will win. Why the polls are wrong about Trump, again, The Hill. The polls miss Trump. We ask pollsters why. A group of major pollsters just released an autopsy report to explain why the polls were such a disaster. They were that way because both parties got together and decided to engage in fraud and not call each other on it, just like the Democrats have all gotten together and have agreed to just engage in criminal activity with the media and to just do things they've never done before because it's seen as acceptable to be completely criminal in this jihad of trying to keep the sleeping giant from awakening. The Lilliputians are in full panic mode here in Gulliver's travel world. So we're going to break down a lot of key information coming up because they've got a new spin out. I need to pull it from yesterday's stack where they have the headline from CNN that Trump's killing the State Department money to fight ISIS propaganda. You read what Obama signed. It's a Ministry of Truth to target InfoWars, Breitbart, and the president's supporters. It has nothing to do with ISIS. But again, the media lies and says, why won't Tillerson spend the money used to counter foreign propaganda like ISIS when they're the ones that were always backing ISIS and it's Trump crushing ISIS? Again, they're just absolute lying scum that just hope you're stupid and are praying and working overtime to defeat us. Well, they're going to be defeated.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have confirmed now what Cernovich was reporting 2 months ago. It's General McMaster that is the big globalist in the White House, the head of the National Security Advisor to the President. And they are purging anybody who wrote against globalism, that wrote about globalism being allied with Orthodox Islam. He is purging anybody who does not want to have basically a war with Russia. And we know for a fact that he has isolated the president, and he's even bragging in major publications that they have isolated the president and are keeping information from getting to him. The same thing with General Kelly. So this is a serious, serious situation. They have banned InfoWars in the White House. They have taken away our press passes. The president did not even know in a conversation with someone very close to me a few days ago that Sheriff Arpaio has been convicted by a judge of contempt and is facing 6 months in prison. He didn't know that they're criminally going after Assange, who he really likes and who helped get him elected, obviously. It's amazing. But despite all that, TPP's been killed. The carbon tax has been killed. 69% of the illegals have been reduced coming across the border. $4 trillion in the stock market. $400-plus billion in new jobs. A million new jobs. But the Federal Reserve's come out and said, we're going to pop the bubble. So we see open economic warfare against America. And I have a stack of headlines here where Trump warns of dangerous low in Russia relations. Trump's plan to fight ISIS with Putin isn't just futile, it's dangerous. That was in February. ISIS is now in less than two cities and has basically been defeated. And, of course, our military 5 years ago made a deal with Russia to start defeating al-Qaeda and ISIS and countermanded Obama. So the real Russia connection is that Russia morally, with our military, said no and began to crush these Wahhabist groups. We have that. Trump will win the election. Remember all that? The bots showed it. Now the same bots show he's as popular as ever, but the polls all say he's super unpopular. As Al Gore and as Clapper and Brennan go on TV and say, there will be a coup in the next few months. We're not waiting for impeachment or this stupid grand jury they've convened in the swamp. So joining us until about 45 after is Alexander Dugin. He's a best-selling author, researcher. Started one of the most influential political parties in Russia, and he wrote the best-selling book, The Fourth Political Theory, geopolitical.ru or 4pt.su, and he joins us. I really appreciate him joining us today to talk about all this and to understand why does Hollywood hate Russia so much and hate America? So I've talked to top Hollywood producers. They say it's a hatred of Christians. And why, naturally, do we see, as I had Steve Pachinik on a few days ago, an alliance between the United States and Russia would be common sense in the world today. The resources, the Christian culture, the rise, about to be 3 billion Muslims in just a decade. We're at 1.5 right now. The globalists have allied with the most radical forms. You can see the math of where this is going. So we should naturally be allied, but that's not what they want. They want to make Russia the number one enemy. They want to paralyze the president, where if he doesn't accept all these Soros operations to destabilize and overthrow countries around Russia and in Russia, that he's a Russian agent. He can't even go to dinner at the G20 and sit 30 feet from Putin and wave at him. They go, oh, my gosh, you waved at him. Another secret meeting at a G20 meeting. This is crazy. Now, the public isn't buying it in polls, but the deep state doesn't care. They're using it as the excuse to prepare a COG overthrow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a dangerous, dangerous time, and Trump warns this new low is dangerous for the whole planet as we need Russia to deal with North Korea and so much more. So, Alexander, thank you so much for joining us, Alexander Dugin. geopolitical.ru. You've got the floor, my friend. Let's go through who the globalists are, what their aims are, why they hate the United States and Russia so much, and is there any way to stop them before they trigger World War III?
Hi, Alex. I'm really happy to be broadcasted in the United States, because I think that your station and your channel and your heroic struggle is a unique possibility, unique momentum to say the truth that nobody wants to hear. And first of all, I think that globalists need enemy, but not the right enemy, because the right enemy of globalists are they themselves, because they are going to destroy humanity, to exchange the humankind by artificial intelligence, by a kind of cyborgs, and they try to destroy all kind of links of the humanity with its essence. And that is an essence that is the very, very negative, absolutely negative satanic plan. And they need, in order to keep attention elsewhere, they need some enemy, and they have designated Russia as enemy number one. It helps to them to displace attention from the real crimes they commit. And in the case of Trump, that is trying to reaffirm, reassert America, to regain its almost lost popularity and the greatness, restore the greatness, they try to intimidate him by completely false accusation and hoaxes of Russian intervention in its elections. So the globalists, they try to control everybody. They try, they want to divide the people and the countries, not because some of countries or regimes are wrong or commit some horrible acts, but because in the agenda of globalists, they should be exposed as such, because they serve for their creation of global world government. And Russia plays here the role of the image of the enemy, of global enemy. Our president is very democratic and very reasonable, very realistic, pragmatic leader, but he refuses globalization. He refuses world government. He tries to defend, to affirm, to conserve and reaffirm and strengthen Russian sovereignty. That's all. And that is why they hate us, and they try to use Russia against Trump in order to limit his liberty, to limit his freedom. That was the strategy used before of the election. And now President Trump, he is obliged to say, I have nothing to do with Russian, I didn't mean that thing, meeting Putin, and so on, and so on. That is idea to deprive American president of its freedom and liberty to create independent and sovereign politics of his own country.
Absolutely. Alexander Dugin is our guest. He's one of the top cultural leaders with the resurgence of Russia, really to its roots, from researching. I mean, I would even say pre, you know, czarist, a basically Christian, you know, European, Western / Eastern roots coming together. And the globalists are absolutely insanely hateful of Russia. And I've done an analysis of Putin. He's been reforming. He's been cutting back the corruption. He's been arresting the oligarchs. He's been empowering programs for the family. He's been promoting Christianity. He's been promoting sovereignty. And he's been exposing through national shows, not against technology, but how technology is being used to enslave people by the technocrats, and has been opposing the wicked plan of Davos that is anti-American, anti-Russian, anti-human. And quite frankly, now we see more of this from Trump, but this isn't like something he got from Putin or he got from me. This is the truth of what we face. So let's talk about Vladimir Putin himself and why the globalists hate him. They're also obsessed with him. It's leaked that, Hillary's obsessed with him, basically in love with him. In the WikiLeaks, she was just beside herself. Megyn Kelly, behind the scenes, was shuddering with sexual pleasure, basically. Whenever I'm serious, when she talked about Putin. I mean, why are they so obsessed with Putin?
So I think that Putin, he plays the role of supporter. We in Russian Christian Orthodoxy have idea of Greek concept of supporter, in Greek katechon, some figure, symbolical figure.
You're talking about an icon that's a defender.
Yes, defender, exactly. In Greek, that means exactly supporter, but defender, that is the right word. And this defender is the last obstacle of coming of Antichrist that doesn't let Antichrist regime to be installed on the planetarian level. And Putin is obstacle for globalization, for fulfillment of the wicked plans of globalists. And
by the way, I agree with you, and they say their technocracy, their one world government, that Putin's in the way. Now Trump pops up, and the only truth to American-Russian collusion is I sense the same spirit of humanity not wanting to be enslaved, and it's really the spirit of Christ. All over the world is rising up against this Antichrist spirit.
Exactly, exactly. That is a metaphysical battle, not only political manipulation. And Trump represents more or less the same line. He has no contacts with Putin. He has no collusions with Russia. More than that,
But metaphysically, yes, they see the force trying to destroy and enslave and turn us over to radical Islam. And so metaphysically, the enemy sees them as the same because it is the same spirit.
Yes, and that is the truth in all that, because they are more or less on the same side of the battle. But this battle is not political. That has nothing to do with short or superficial interests, national interests, and so on. The battle is much deeper than that. And Putin plays here the role of defender of Christian civilization, of traditional society, the defender of human nature, because the globalists try now to replace this nature by
they wage war against common sense.
Yes, yes, exactly. And what is important, I have got information that Russian oligarchs, they have a kind of supported financially Hillary. So that was completely opposite to the thing the globalists pretend. Russia, in material world, economically, financially.
You are still infested by the same globalists we are.
Yes, yes, exactly. We have as well Russian swamp. And this swamp has helped to Hillary to win. And that was the failure. But on the spiritual level, on the metaphysical level, we, all of us, Russian people and our president, myself, we were on the side of Trump. But that was purely in the world of ideas. Technically, Russian oligarchs much more supported and subventioned Hillary. And that is the paradox. They accuse Trump to be manipulated by Russia in the situation when themselves they were supported financially by Russian oligarchs who represent the same globalist network as in the United States. So now, I think they try to put the conflict between our great nations in order to create a kind of struggle, a kind of fight against the false goal, in the false scenario. Now we should be united in order to fight against globalist elite that tries to manipulate Russians as well as Americans. We are on completely, our peoples are on the same side of the front line. And the globalist understanding that will signify the end for their plans. They try to divide us.
I know you started a very popular nationalist movement decades ago, but the media sometimes can twist things. But I remember seeing reports 5-10 years ago that you were kind of a spiritual advisor to Trump. Not to Trump, to Putin. That he'd read your books and thought that they were interesting. I just want to try to get an idea for somebody that actually knows Putin but also lives in Russia about the real mindset of Putin. Because people say, oh, he's this former KGB guy or whatever. But we know he was there during the reforms, kicking a lot of the globalist oligarchs out, getting your sovereignty back. The proof's in the pudding. Separately, I read that he was baptized as a child. His family was part of the large Russian movement that was crypto-Christian, that, you know, kept the faith and continued on. And you judge a tree by its fruits. Today, he's been a huge supporter of bringing Orthodoxy back to Russia and bringing the birth rate back up and proving he wants life, fighting against all the abortions, fighting against the destruction of the family. That's what Putin's doing, not killing babies like the globalists are pushing. How true is it that you're a high-level advisor to Putin? I know you don't want to brag about it, and specifically a spiritual advisor. And can you give us a view into the mindset of Vladimir Putin and his worldview?
First of all, Vladimir Putin has his own worldview that is not so much ideological. It is the kind he represents more or less what Russian people think. He represents Russian soul. He is not so much ideologically following some special kind of theory, but he is inclined naturally for conservative vision. He is Christian. He is very proud of Russian history. He feels himself, first of all, Russian. That is very important because that means that he doesn't feel himself globalist. He doesn't feel himself a kind of cosmopolitan. He represents our culture, our people, and he doesn't stop these feelings, this emotion in our country. He is not ideological nationalist. He is rather realist and pragmatic in his politics. He is very pragmatical, very rational, I would say, rational man, but he is Russian, and that defines his inner and deep.
And that is exactly the same way Trump is. So it's a return to common sense, a return to cultural nationalist with a Christian base.
Yes, so that is the real similarity between him and Trump. Putin could be considered to be a Russian Trump, as well as Trump could be considered American Putin, not because they are accused of authoritarian rule or something like that. They are individually very different, but they reflect what our people want.
They're not out to get their country. They have a sense of roots to the nation, to the culture. They're not soulless globalists who notice have never have children, are totally about destroying anything independent, anything family, because they're satanic. Trump and Putin, you're saying, are not satanic.
Absolutely. Because now to be normal, to be natural, that represents a kind of challenge, that represents a kind of heroic act. Because globalists, they control mass media, global economical corporation. They try to impose on the humanity, not only on Russian people or American people, on the humanity. They try to impose their own agenda, their own values that have nothing to do with normal Christian traditional human values. That is completely postmodern black strategy to destroy humanity and replace it by some other species. So they use in that all kind of radical movements. For example, they use not only far left groups as Soros does, but as well radical jihadist groups. They create the false goals. They try to oppose the people and nations, but their goal is against normality. And people and Trump, they are normal. They represent not ideological, special ideological circles or special world vision. They represent the peoples, and that's very important. They could be called populist, but populist in the positive way, because populist is the person that reflects what the people want, what the majority of the people
exactly. They're not elitists trying to change the programming of humanity, God's system, and play God. They are living in it and are part of it, and so that's why this artificial synthetic world government transhumanist movement has openly declared war on men and women. They're teaching in America in schools, don't have men and women. It's hurtful to others. They are in open warfare saying humanity's ugly, that they're going to replace us. When we come back, I want to get into your book. I want to get into the subjects you want to cover with the American people and also get your take on what is it like to watch what they're doing to Trump? Because, you know, Putin rightfully said there is a war against Trump by the deep state. It is going into high gear. They are publicly on TV saying they're getting ready to kill him, which is meaning they're normalizing it so there's not riots. If they do kill Trump, I mean, the sky's the limit. Clearly they're planning a war with Russia. It is just beyond psychotic. Meanwhile, you've got them blaming Russia for North Korea when it's the Clintons that gave the missiles and the reactors to North Korea. We're going to talk about it all with Alexander Dugin of geopolitical.ru, one of Putin's advisors. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, and we are defending life. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, admitting that we've been captured by multinational offshore banks, the exact same oligarchs and groups that Russia was controlled by for 80 years. And major universities brag about that, admitting that globalism is a form of modern cultural and spiritual colonization by devil-worshipping pedophile rings. I mean, you look at Hollywood, you look at the globalists, you look at the very same groups that run Hollywood in 1917, doing the Bolshevik Revolution, taking over Russia, murdering the Christians by the millions. The ugly architecture, the ugly art, the anti-family stuff, it's the very same spirit. And communist China, to a great degree, has been under this for 60-something years and is somewhat coming out of it. But it's just a nightmare scenario. Alexander Dugin is our guest for another 15 minutes or so. Then Mike Cernovich, who's hosting the fourth hour, is going to pop in with how right he was with his White House sources on the purge that's now evident. where InfoWars has been banned and much more. And, of course, then Trump continues to be absolutely encircled by traitors. It is crazy. And McMaster is the ringleader. And it was Cernovich that first identified that. He's even trying to keep Don Jr. out of politics and defending his dad. Every defender of the president's being cut off. So we'll go back to our guests in a moment. Don't forget that we have the new August special, the 1776 special, and it's on dozens and dozens of products. We're talking about products that are $40 and things like that, being 1776 now. Brain Force, our great nootropic, 55% off, unprecedented Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. They bombard us with the fluoride, the bromine, and all the rest of it. It's the good halogen. It's 1776, 55% off. Our great vitamin B12 secret, 12, 55% off. Oil of oregano, 40% off, 1776. Biotrue selenium, 1776. So the discounts run from 11% to 55% off, depending on the product. We're introducing the new Super Blue mouthwash with colloidal silver as well, recommended by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. We have the John Oliver Challenge, chocolate or strawberry bone broth flavor with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, and, of course, the bee pollen and more. It is the best-selling bone broth formula out there. It's amazing. It's 30% off. And we've got our new whey product that's by one of the biggest top organic manufacturers in the country, from grass-fed beef that produced the milk, the incredible glutathione, the other amino acids, the superfood that is whey. We have some of the best whey out there at a very, very low price. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Those are the new specials. Now, going back to our guest, and I want to invite him back up on a monthly basis if he'd like to join us, Alexander Dugin, advisor to President Putin over in Russia, best-selling author, leader of a nationalist party that's been growing the last few decades, somebody hated by MSM. I don't want to say he's like the Alex Jones over in Russia, but the media is always attacking Putin kind of through him, saying, look what Alexander said, and then, of course, misrepresenting him. Look, you know, this is the crazy advisor of Putin. Kind of the same thing they do to Trump, just knowing that Dugin represents a big base of smart, informed Russians that know what's happening and have a nationalist global view in understanding the real threat. So it's not that we're plagiarizing each other, that we're saying similar things. He wrote a lot of this 30 years ago. I was familiar with his work till about 10 years ago. It's that we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing the same thing. So, Alexander, you've got the floor for the next 10 minutes. Let's roll through your book, The Fourth Political Turning, that's been translated into English and many other languages, and any other predictions or advice for President Trump and his supporters.
So I think that fourth political theory, it is something that is beyond liberalism, communism, and fascism. So my idea, when I have started to develop this this political theory, is precisely that liberalism, communism, and fascism are not enough. We need to search the different approach in order to resolve the crises, in order to oppose globalism, because globalization is a kind of very special special ideology that tries to cut all links of human individual with collective identity, with church, with nation, with people, with ethnic, with tradition, and to with gender as well. The gender politics is the now actual weapon of the same globalist, ultra-liberalist theory. But when we start to create, to oppose to liberalism, we are falling into the trap. We are either are going or to communism, that is false completely because it's the branch of the same roots, Or we are embracing the kind of nationalism or fascism. That is as well the wrong way. So, and globalists, they use this attitude because they accuse everybody who is against them to be either communist or nationalist or fascist or communist. So, in order to answer to this attack, ideological attack of liberals and globalists, I with my friend, French philosopher Alain de Benoist, the leader of New Right, so-called New Right movement in Europe, we have elaborated fourth political theory that is against liberalism, against globalization, first of all, and that is, it is essence, the most important core of this fourth political theory. But at the same time, we refuse being qualified as communist or fascist or to be communist.
Reading your book, isn't it traditionalist? Common sense, pro-human, being what we are and transcending all the fake political labels they use to confuse people?
More or less. But what is important now, the battle is between the natural human being and artificial creations of the modern Europe. That is exactly the devil plan to destroy the human essence of the humanity and replace the humanity by cyborgs, by artificial intelligence, and so on. But in order to bring the robots in our life, they turn the humans into the robots. And that is why they try to cut any kind of links and ties with the normal human traditions, with the religious world vision, with normal gender, sexes, all kind what makes us human, because we are human because we belong to some community, traditional community, organic, historical community. When the liberals, they try to cut all these ties, and after that, because the humans will be already robots or completely identical with robots, they could be easily replaced by natural
exactly. Robots. They're preparing us, in their own words, to interface with a system that's designed to destroy us, but they're going to tell us that we're about to transcend. But first, they have to make the world so ugly and incentivize us joining with their system. That's why they want to put us into an artificial system first, so that we don't recognize by increments that we're being killed.
Exactly, and they accuse us to be conservative, archaic, because we defend natural values. Because for them, nature is something that should be overcome, that should be controlled, should be destroyed finally. And fourth political theory, it is a kind of superstructure over this natural protest. Over this populist revolt, because this revolt, it is on the base of the feelings of that something is going wrong, and fourth political theory tries to clear the way, the vision for the future, because that is a danger when we begin to struggle against liberalism. We very easily we are going to the old and inefficient, ineffective alternative as communism or fascism. So we need to create, to imagine new kind of anti-liberalism that shouldn't be communist or fascist. That is the essence of fourth political theory, and that is precisely, as you have said, the only way to save that the human essence from this globalist strategy. We have on our side the absolute majority of humanity, but in the political globalist elite, we are a minority. So the people like Vladimir Putin or Donald Trump are minorities. that's in the political circles that represent absolute majority of the humanity. That is the
exactly. We have a minority in government and power structures, a majority in the people worldwide know prima facie common sense. So let me ask you this then. I mean, basically, it's a pro-human movement, but the globalists call themselves the humanists, but really, they're trying to end humanity in their own admissions. So, I mean, it's almost like we need a real pro-human movement, and it's going to become clearer as they try to displace us with robots, with machines, that this is just a group of crazy people.
So that is very important things, because we need to revise what human is. Now the human is in the center of discussion, because the continuation of the same global strategy will signify in the next time, in the very very near time to all the humanity, the end of the human. And the idea of globalists, they try to replace the humanity by post-human, by transhumanity, without noticing that. The idea is that there are no witnesses. There is a process, so-called natural process, the progress, the development, and so on, that is something that is going by itself, that is not artificial, that is normal, that is natural, but that is not normal, and that is not natural. That is the kind deliberate strategy, and they try to eliminate the witnesses. I think that Putin and Trump are two witnesses of what is going on. They represent the peoples, and they are encircled by globalists. The situation you have described in your show, when Trump is encircled by deep state groups or globalists, globalist personalities, is exactly the same as in Russia. So if we represent Russia as full-scale Putin's rule, it is not correct. Putin is isolated in the personality, encircled by the people. They are more or less the same as in American political elites, and that is the problem.
Because top globalists will threaten, they'll get your family, they'll do anything, and most people are cowards and go along with it. And in closing, there have been groups that have always tried to dominate and totally enslave humanity, and now they've got the machines, they believe they can do it, because they want to play God. They don't like the fact, these psychopaths, that other humans aren't totally controllable and seek for freedom like a plant seeks the sun. And so that's why they want to end humanity, because they believe we're incompatible with their vision. This is the main issue, and I look at the traitors that joined the system, the John Olivers and people, who clearly aren't totally evil like Hillary Clinton, and I look at them selling themselves out. Can't they intellectually see what they've done? Don't they have a struggle within themselves to defeat this evil when it's admittedly so evil and it's admittedly so anti-human? Don't their ancestors, their very genetics, cry out to resist it? What are these people missing that know this is an evil master plan and join it believing they're winners when it's obviously so anti-human and is a lie and they're conning themselves? The only way to win is to fight this. They're delusional. Why don't they understand that?
Then the idea of globalists, what is human, is completely wrong. But now they, little by little, they already stop to appeal to the humanism, and they appeal to post-humanism or transhumanism. It is more in the mood of the progress. So the humanism belongs to us, and they use this world rarely now, because humanism that is too limited in their opinion by human nature, and they try to transcend, to transgress human nature.
On our shoulders.
Idea.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. It's always the same. The spirit that possesses them says, kill humanity and I'll give you the keys to everything, when we've already been given the keys by God, but we have to go through the steps. And it's pure evil we're facing. But the good news is I believe humanity is beginning to awaken from a great slumber. I think a new turning is happening. Just in brief, Alexander, do you agree with that, Dr. Alexander Dugan? And then I want to invite you back for a full hour. You can send us exhibits if you'd like to do a whole walkthrough of your book, The Fourth Political Theory, and share more with us. But just where would you say we are in this fight, briefly?
So I think that now the idea, the image of the defender that represent the final obstacle to an antichrist to come, it is very, very good sign of our struggle. And in that situation, there is no difference between the West and the East, between Europe and Asia, between United States and Russia. We are all in the same struggle. It is first of all spiritual struggle, that is the struggle for the meaning of what is human, because they have usurped, they've made usurpation of the meaning, the semantic core of what is human.
That's right, they're assaulting the very core of that, which shows how alien this is. And the great litmus test is someone for life, is someone a lover of humanity, or is someone a hater of it? And we have to understand that that is the litmus test for any of these people. Are they traditionalist? Because you'll always notice Antichrist spirit is always anti-traditionalist. It's always trying to twist what humanity is. Alexander Dugan, thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Cernovich, to give us a preview of what's coming up in the fourth hour, joins us on the other side of this quick break. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, what Dugan and others are pointing out is the heart of this. We're in a struggle for our very humanity, not just our individual humanity, but our collective humanity. Don't you feel your soul crying out against this evil?
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It seemed like yesterday, but it was long ago. Mike Cernovich joins us in these two short segments, and he's hosting the fourth hour today. Mike Cernovich undoubtedly is one of the greatest living journalists in the world. He's a Cy Hirsch, and his sources are incredible. I mean, I can't even keep track of all of his, not predictions, because when we said Priebus is out, Kelly's in, it wasn't our prediction coming true. We have sources. And I just got a call before the show saying, stop being so specific. I've not been, the enemy already knows, but we'll just leave it at that. And notice how MSM doesn't attack us anymore about our sources. They just try to ignore it. And they have Washington Post article last week going, okay, Cernovich and Alex keep guessing a lot of stuff that, you know, they just guess a lot of stuff so they get lucky. Yeah, right. Well, here's Cernovich a month ago, White House head of personnel to purge Trump supporters from the staff. Here it is now this week. Purge. McMaster fires two Bannonites on National Security Council for criticizing globalism. And it's all happening. InfoWars banned. They don't let anybody give it to the president. They say if you do, you're fired. Because they don't want him to see articles where Al Gore's on TV saying they're getting ready to coup the president. Or where Bannon is out there defending him, or Breitbart is. Or we had people like Brennan and Clapper on TV talking about a coup coming. They don't want the president getting that info. And I know people that have talked to the president at length. The president doesn't know any of this stuff, folks. He basically only watches Hannity now. He's so busy. They don't have him surfing the internet at night anymore. He's getting national security briefings. Joining us is Mike Cernovich from Medium and, of course, Twitter and Facebook. Mike, wow, where are we right now in this ongoing purge against liberty lovers and the preparations for a coup?
I mean, it's bad. McMaster, as I started out in April, he started purging anybody who was remotely America First to anybody who actually cared about America. He had said that we need to get rid of all of the Trump people and bring in Obama holdovers. And then he said you can't even call people Obama holdovers. So right now we are in a war for the future of our nation, and McMaster is the greatest national security threat facing America.
Day one, you laid it all out. You've been completely on target. Let's go over it.
Right. So I noticed that occasionally people would be fired on the unusual pretext so they have security clearances pulled. And actually, you and I began developing this story way back in April, because what we noticed is if he couldn't outright fire a person, he would pull that person's security clearance, which effectively sidelines anybody at the NSC. And then I started to notice, wait a minute, Robin Townley was a war hero. Why did he have his clearance pulled? And I started calling around and really working, you know, doing real journalism rather than just doing what most people in media do, which is blindly repeat whatever they're told. People go, oh, yeah, McMaster is going to get rid of anybody who believes in America First, who believes in America and is pro-Trump. He wants to purge all those guys, so he's taking away the security clearance.
And by the way, I should add, he's been in the news, admittedly, through public affairs and other publications, saying, get Cernovich, shut him down. Stop Cernovich. Stop InfoWars, we're now being told. I mean, this is a creepy guy who thinks he's the president, and he is obsessed with stopping you.
Oh, yeah. He held a town hall specifically to deal with my tweets and my Twitter account. That's the thing. So much happens.
By the way, that was quoted in the New York Times and Politico that he's in meetings talking about you by name.
Yeah, exactly. Bloomberg had that story also. Bloomberg had it. So it's very well known that McMaster really hates me. And it's actually, they've been doing an off-the-books counterintelligence operation on you and me and other people. So they are Ricky Waddell. We can talk about that after break. But I do have...
Absolutely. That's why they've got every comedy show coming after me. And they've got a whole new Comedy Central show 5 days a week misrepresenting who I am. And I mean, because they're just coming after everybody. That's good. I'm standing up against these anti-American scum. I am so proud. We're going to defeat them no matter what happens, even if they martyr us. And if I get killed, McMaster and others are the number one people that need to be looked at. Not Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back.